Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
For us, golf is simple. It's a chance to get out and have some fun with our friends. But inevitably, little things have a way of ruining it. The group ahead is taking forever, you can't find the fairway with a map, and the bev cart is nowhere to be found. And the best way to make a bad day better is Fireball Whiskey. You get their nips, the little shooters. They are great. Makes bad day way, way, way better. Make sure to grab the new Fireball Birdie Shot Club. It's literally a golf club filled with Fireball nips. Put it in your bag. It'll fit right in that side pocket. Drink Fireball nips and have a great time on the golf course.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. When did cheap plastic disposables with 90s-style graffiti art become the norm? No offense if gaudy pastel is your style, but the Flonk Max Smart embodies a smarter way to vape. The Flonk is sleek and discreet, and the most popular flavors are available nicotine-free and in 2% and 5% strength. A flexible disposable with a smart LED screen, the Flonk churns out 10,000 dense and delicious puffs. Visit MyPod.com and use promo code STOOL for 25% off Flonk vapes.
Fucking yuck.
Oof. She's bitching about the food at Chuck E. Cheese. That's like going to a whorehouse and complaining about the decor. You can find me on Etsy. I'd rather find you dead in a ditch. Horrific. What the fuck do you need to say that for?
Hashtag ish.
I'm your classic girl next door. If she lived next door to me, I'd fucking move. Teamwork makes the dream work. No, it doesn't.
It takes exactly 1 second to get out of your mouth. You're not saving any time. You're not in a rush.
Motherfucker.
Bro, you good?
Ugh. I don't like it. At all. Welcome to Jim Florentine, Everybody is Awful podcast on Barstool Sports. November 27th, I'll be at the Coho's Music Hall, Coho's, New York, near Albany, with Don Jameson. All dates are up on my website, jimflorentine.com. Go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com, Jim Florentine or Jim Florentine Comedy. One or the other, I think you can get into it, both. But my new stand-up special will be up there in a week or two, up there for free to watch. Plus, I'm putting some old podcasts up there and some... I don't know. It's just some random shit that I've been on before. Maybe you guys haven't seen, but check that out. Don't smash the like button. I'm going to smash the like button, I'd rather you not even go to the channel. Don't even go there. No need to smash anything. If you want to hit the like button, I don't know what the fuck that does. I don't know how it makes it better. Who knows? You could probably just look it up. You know, if you wanted to go, let me just see if there's anything new posted. I don't know exactly how that works, and I don't give a fuck. That I don't even have that information in my head. I don't need that. But if you want to hit it, just please, whatever you do. And whoever started this, I should really dig deep and find out who the fuck started. Please smash that like button. That's horrific. I told you guys, I think, the podcast a couple days ago, my Twitter and Instagram got hacked. I got my Twitter back, still didn't get the Instagram at this point when this thing is airing. I don't know if I'll get it back. They're still posting pictures of hot chicks, which that's good that they are, but I didn't have Twitter for like 14 days. I don't go on there that much. And when I finally got it back, I just was looking, reading some shit at just people, everyone just fucking bitching and fighting and all this drama that most of the world has no idea what's going on. I think it's like they say 20% of people in the whole world are on Twitter and maybe 10% actually like post and argue with people and fucking, you know, retweet and all that shit. So we're talking about 10% of the whole world is on there fighting. 10% just follow people on there, maybe some sports writers or whatever the fuck you like, or, you know, newspaper, your local newspaper, and they just, I'll read it, it's easy to come here and do it here. But there's 10% of people, and they think that's the world. My friend called me up, he was fighting with this other comic, and he's like, oh man, you see what's going on with me and this guy on Twitter? I'm like, no. He's like, yeah, man, look, I posted this, then he posted that, and now we're fighting. I'm like, I go, I had no fucking clue, and it's not even on my radar, and I don't give a fuck. Nobody, there's maybe 10 people that know. maybe 20 that know that they were fighting. In the whole world, nobody cares. But people think like everybody is watching every moment. Everybody knows exactly what's going on. I was off Twitter for 14 days and I missed absolutely nothing. It didn't affect my life in any way. I didn't try to get on in another way and say, oh man, I gotta see what's going on there. It's completely useless. Facebook, Twitter, completely useless. Just fucking drivel, made up stories. Like this one, this guy posts, my wife goes, we just ate. Why are you making pancakes? I said, they're for the dogs. So my wife goes, why are you making pancakes for the dogs? I replied, they don't know how. What? What? What the fuck are you talking about? You know what's so sad about this? I guess this was on Twitter. It got 7,000 retweets and almost 50,000 likes.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
That's something a 10-year-old would say. If his mom goes, oh, you know, why are you making pancakes for the dog? They don't know how. And then a 10-year-old would fucking laugh at that. You know, if there's ever a congressional hearing about why they should shut down Twitter, this should be Exhibit A. Post this and go look what people are doing with their lives. And the guy's Twitter picture is him drinking a beer. You know, so maybe he can use that excuse that he's got a drinking problem and he was blackout drunk when he wrote this piece of shit post. You know, if you're an alcoholic and you start posting jokes like this, you finally hit rock bottom. And your friend should really stage an intervention. This guy 10 years from now should be telling like his rock bottom story at his AA speeches. You know, I knew I needed to get help. You know, when I saw my dumb pancake joke, I posted when I woke up in the morning sober. Like if one of my friends posted something like this, I'd drag his ass to rehab. I'm like, you're fucking going. I'd break down his door at 6 in the morning and fucking throw him in a car and bring him. Because they don't know how to make the pancakes. You know, too bad dogs can't read because they'd be the only ones who might find this fucking funny. Maybe a dog would laugh at that. Imagine though if this like actually happened. You got to really feel sorry for the dogs. They think they're getting like a treat, like a steak, some steak or chicken. And then this asshole gives them pancakes. I'm sure the dog would eat the guy's pancake, but remember, they eat their own shit. So obviously they don't have any taste buds whatsoever. But this is what these people are doing with their time. Isn't this great? That's what I opened a Twitter account for, to put a joke up here that didn't happen. You know? But, hey, this guy got fucking 7,000 and 50,000 likes and 7,000 retweets. Hey, this week, it's, what is it, Thanksgiving weekend or Black Friday, whatever the fuck they call it. All the merchandise in the Barstool Sports store, all my merchandise, you got this, no, you don't, T-shirts, yuck T-shirts, and everybody is awful T-shirts or hooded sweatshirts. You notice how I didn't say hoodie. I didn't say the word hoodie. I said a hooded sweatshirt. It took me about a second and a half longer to say hooded sweatshirt instead of hoodie, but it was worth it. It was worth it. But anyway, I think they're all 20% off. So go to the barstoolsports.com website, go in the merchandise store and get some Everybody is Awful fucking merchandise sale this week. And I think it's till Monday or some shit, but go in there, support if you can. Get your yuck t-shirts. Get your, you got this. No, you don't. By the way, the new Terrorizing Telemarketers album is coming along great. Got about 5 or 6 tracks so far. I'm going to release one probably in like another month. Me and Don Jameson just sitting around waiting for the phone to ring. Two middle-aged men making prank phone calls. My kid heard one the other day. We were listening back to it. He goes, you guys are so childish. An 11-year-old said that about two middle-aged men, that you guys are so childish. It really is, but it's fucking, it really is childish. Like, I always, I hear that phone ring, and I just have to put in my mind, all right, be fucking childish and immature and just stupid. Be just fucking someone that's really stupid. And I put that in my head before I pick up the call. But anyway, I said, I'll probably be out, I don't know, sometime early next year or something like that, probably February. But yeah, there's like 5 or 6 done. All right. I think there's going to be dumb Facebook posts this week. Yeah. Just a bunch of people posted dumb shit. Devin sent this one in. Somebody posted this on Facebook. The top 10 signs you've had too much coffee. Why? Well, okay, what's the joke? Tell me what's coming. What is it? What is it? We're ready. Hold on. Let me fucking get ready to laugh. Let me get in the right mood. Let me set the lighting. What's the fucking joke? So top 10 signs you've had too much coffee. 1, you grind your coffee beans in your mouth. Why would you do that if you had too much coffee? I know you get jittery and you almost like you're on cocaine, but why would you grind the coffee beans in your mouth when you obviously, if you drink a lot of coffee, you're going to have a fucking machine to grind them. So why would you have to grind them in your mouth? Does the machine not work? Like if you were to preface the joke by saying, you get so fucking wired that you broke the fucking grinding machine and now you got to grind the coffee beans in your mouth. Like that would, even that's just long and stupid and there's no payoff at the end. But that doesn't, no one's walking around that drinks a lot of coffee and is grinding coffee beans in their mouth. That makes zero sense. I get it, you're fucking hyper, all that other stuff, but you would not do that. You would have a machine to do that. 2, you lick your coffee pot clean. You know, usually a coffee pot's like this big thing that has a little top to it and the fucking thing on top. How are you going to get to the bottom of that coffee pot with your tongue? How? And why wouldn't you just have more coffee? Why would you lick it clean? You could just put on more coffee, just make another fucking cup of coffee. Why would you be licking the bottom of the cup? You can't get your tongue down there. Fucking Gene Simmons from Kiss couldn't get his tongue down that far to lick that coffee pot clean. Once again, dumb, makes no sense. 3, you're the employee of the month at the local coffee house and you don't even work there. Ugh. Ugh. Why? What's the joke? Because you come in there a lot. Is that what it is? Hey, I come in here and have a lot of coffee. So you know what? We're going to make you the employee of the month because you're in here so much. Only an asshole would go to this local coffee house that much. Instead of drinking it at home, how many times a day are you going to go there so then all of a sudden they make you the employee of the month? That you're just wasting money. 4, you could jumpstart your car without cables. How? How could you do that if you drank too much coffee? Tell me. Explain to me how that would work. That you could just jumpstart your car without cables because you drank too much coffee. Because you're jittery. So how are you? What are you going to do? You're going to put one hand on one battery on the positive cable and then one hand on the other one? Because you need two. You got to do the positive and the negative on both batteries. So how the fuck are you going to do this? Even if you're going to put one hand on one battery and then one hand on the other, I mean, who knows, you know, can you even reach? Let's just say you can. That's going to start the car? You sure? So if I'm stuck in a parking lot and my battery dies, and I keep asking people at a walk-up by, hey, you got any cables? I need a jump. No, I don't know. And there's like a Starbucks there. I just go in there and drink like three big cups of coffee and then I can jumpstart the car. Do I need another car to jumpstart it? Or can I just do it by my own? So that's all I got to do. I don't need cables anymore. So I could take the jumper cables out of my trunk that I have in my car. And I could just bring like a big pot of coffee with me every time I drive just in case I need a jump. And if there's no one around, I fucking break down on the side of the road at 2 a.m. I could just drink the coffee and then jump it myself. Is that how it's going to work? Number 5, you built a miniature city out of little plastic stirrers. Number 6, when you find a penny, you say, find a penny, pick it up. 63 more, I'll have a cup. Ugh. Oof. Would you say that? And where are you getting a cup of coffee for 64 cents? This isn't 1958. Where the fuck? Even if you go to like a local deli or something like that, or a 7-Eleven, the cheapest you'll get is like $1.19. Sometimes they'll run a thing for 99 cents to get you in the store. There's not one place that sells a fucking cup of coffee for 64 cents. Number 7, instant coffee takes too long. Number 8, you name your cats Cream and Sugar. Ugh. Number 9, your lips are permanently stuck in the sipping position. And yeah, because that's what's going to happen. People go, what's the matter? You got fucking Bell's palsy? Nah, I just drink too much coffee. Number 10, you don't even wait for the water to boil anymore. Do you have to really wait for water to boil and make coffee? I don't know. I got a coffee machine. You fucking put the water in, it just does it itself. You know, top 10 lists were funny back in the 90s when Letterman did them. Now they're just sad. And by the way, those top 10 lists that Letterman did, there was like 4 that were funny in there. And the last one was always terrible. It made no sense, the number 1. The number 2 one was probably the funniest. But number 1 was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, Letterman was just fucking with the audience when he did them. Look, at least the guy had balls. He had some edge to him. He was funny. Unlike what's going on now with late night TV. But his top 10, there was maybe 4 or 5. You have like fucking 50 people sending in top 10 jokes. Your staff are writers, plus you guys got it outside. They're fucking emailing them in, sending them in. They're working on them all day. And this is what you came up with? Seriously, like if somebody paid me $1,000 to write 10 really unfunny things about drinking too much coffee, I couldn't do a better job than this guy did. I really couldn't. I'm like, just give it to this guy. He's fucking great at it. I can't come up with this stuff that's that dumb.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
You don't even wait for the water to boil. What the fuck does that mean? Like I said, I never boiled water to make coffee. Is this coffee drinker? He doesn't wait for the water to boil. Then what does he do if he doesn't wait? Like if he's making hot tea, does he just drink it warm because he didn't wait? Right? What if someone questions him? Like, don't you like hot tea? Yeah, I do, but I'm such a big coffee drinker that I couldn't wait for the water to boil. Huh? What the fuck does that mean? But don't worry, he's employee of the month because he goes to that local coffee house so many times. I don't know how you could do it when you don't work there. Don't you think the other employees there would be pretty mad that they didn't get picked, but some guy that comes in there to buy coffee did? This is what you're missing if you got rid of your Facebook page, if you don't go there anymore. This is the gems on there that you are missing. Paul sent this in. Hey, Jim, look at this asshole. I can't wait to hear you pick this apart. So many embarrassing things about this picture. So it's a couple. They're smiling a photo together. The guy's got his shirt off. He's got a Superman tattoo on his chest. He's got one of those fucking craft beer beards. You know those dudes that drink craft beer? You know, what kind of IPAs you have? That's what that fucking guy looks like. And she writes, he loved her, of course, but better than that, he chose her day after day. Choice. That was the thing. Oof. And then she writes, hashtag, I love you to the moon and back. Hashtag, thanks for always choosing me. Hashtag, I am pretty crazy. Ugh. Oof. Who are you? Okay. I think the backstory on this is they just started dating a few months. Why would you post this picture? Who are you going to tell everyone, hey, I found the right guy, I found the right woman? The guy doesn't have a big smile on his face. He's like kind of grinning his teeth with like a half smile because he doesn't want to be in the picture. He really is like, ugh, all right. Or maybe he does, and he's trying to get back at his ex. And she's trying to annoy her ex. I moved on. I got this guy. He loved her, of course, but better than that, he chose her day after day. Choice, that was the thing. Maybe you were the only one around. And he was in between relationships, and he was bored. You ever think that might be it? Is this the way that relationships work? You have to choose that person every day? Really, you got to do it every day. So you wake up in the morning, look at her, go, am I going to dump her ass today? Nah, you know what? I'll stick with her for another 24 hours. That doesn't sound like a great relationship to me. You shouldn't have to constantly be choosing whether or not to break up. Like I said, the guy's like a little overweight. He's got a big, ugly, bushy beard. And he's got bad tattoos all over his chest. Is he really choosing her every day? Or does he just not have any other options? He probably doesn't have any other options. But you got the hashtag. Hashtag, I am pretty crazy. Are you? Do you hear voices in your head? Do you walk down the street screaming at strangers and shit your pants? If you do, then, yeah, you're lucky he keeps choosing you. Otherwise, you're just trying to make a big deal out of a normal relationship because you love attention. I'm zooming in the picture, and he's got the phrase, "Follow your bliss," tattooed across his chest in cursive lettering. Ugh. You know, a guy's tattoo shouldn't look like something you embroider on a fucking throw pillow. Follow your bliss. Yeah, what if you have to work? How do you follow your bliss? You know, your bliss may be going on vacation, but you have to work and can't. So I'm just curious on how you're going to fucking follow your bliss. You followed your bliss and started dating this mediocre looking crazy woman that admits she's crazy. That was your bliss? Wouldn't your bliss just like to be some normal person that's not crazy, that's level-headed? But that's your bliss. You know, I thought tattoos are supposed to make you look tough. He might as well have tattoos of unicorns and lyrics to a fucking Village People song on his chest. I got a Superman chest because I like IPAs. What's the alcohol content in that IPA? It's 7.3. Oh, man. Yick. Fucking yick. But hey, hashtag I love you to the moon and back. Ugh. Just a bunch of fucking followers. They see everybody else write that on Facebook. So then they go, you know what? I need to write this too. Oh, is that what everybody's saying now? Follow you to the moon and back? All right, that's what I'm gonna write. I love you to the moon and back. This next one, this woman took like three different pictures of her making like a goofy face. She's got these really bad bangs. And she's just making silly faces. One, she's got her tongue out. And then she writes above it, three different ones. I decided my facial expression should match my personality. You're welcome. Feel free to share yours. So you started that. You thought this thing was going to get going, that everybody else was going to take three pictures of themselves so their facial expressions could match their personality. Doesn't look like it worked out because there's like three likes on this thing. So your friends didn't play along, but you decided that, you know, your facial expression should match my personality. You're welcome for what? What am I welcome for? I didn't ask for this. None of your friends asked for this. Nobody asked for this fucking thing. Nobody. That drives me nuts when people write, hey, here's my thing. You're welcome. For what? You want to say, hey, hit this link and I'll put $1,000 in your fucking bank account. You're welcome. Okay, yeah, thank you. Nobody was asking for this fucking woman to make three different dumb faces to match her personality. Oof. Oh, now here's some comments. Still beautiful. Yup, you nailed it. You're so silly. Yeah, because that's great. Why can't I look this cute with bangs? I love your personality. Too funny. Is it really? Is it really too funny? So what happens if it's too funny? Do you got to get off her Facebook page because it's just too funny and you're laughing uncontrollably and maybe you're at work or maybe you're at home and you're helping your kids with your homework and you decide to look at your phone and you had to stop because you were laughing uncontrollably because it was too funny? Is that what that means? Yeah, but you're welcome. For what? For what? What did you do for anyone that they have to say thanks to you? They're doing everyone else a favor. What favor is this chick doing for people posting some pictures of her making dumb faces? You know, maybe I should actually thank her. I should, because she said you're welcome, because this material made the podcast. So thank you. Now I understand why you wrote you're welcome. I decided my facial expression should match my personality. So your personality is uncomfortable to look at and mildly retarded? Because that's what you look like in these pictures. There's no reason for anybody, especially a middle-aged woman, to post pictures of herself making faces like Curly from the Three Stooges. That's what she's doing. Yeah, would love to hang around her. So she's saying her personality is like wacky. Is it? Yeah, I bet you she's the funniest chick in the office break room, isn't she? A real cut-up. I wonder, are these the faces she makes when the rest of the people in her office go out for a drink after work and don't invite her? I can imagine people at her work wanting to sit next to her so bad that they have fist fights over it. You think so? This is the type of person who will always try to make a dumb joke in every conversation, and when no one laughs, she gets offended. Wow, tough crowd. You guys need to get a sense of humor. No, I don't. I have a sense of humor, and it's nothing like yours, because you don't have one. Not one person talked to someone else about those pictures you posted. Nobody talked about it outside your fucking few friends. Too funny. Nobody else goes, oh my God, you got to go to her page and look at those pictures. They're so funny. It was so unmemorable that it came out in nobody's conversation. Nobody talked about it. And it didn't spread like wildfire. Oh, feel free to post your personality pictures. And nobody did it. I just don't understand why somebody would be so desperate to make people think they're funny that they post pictures of themselves making embarrassing faces. Like, if you want to embarrass yourself or prove you're not funny, just go to a comedy open mic night like everybody else does. Go try it out. And if you're going to make those goofy faces, anyone that follows you already knows that you're stupid and you're silly and you try to crack jokes all the time and you're the silly one and you're goofy and you probably do a goofy dance, you know, to break the ice. We get it already. We don't need your dumb faces. Just brutal. What's the next one we got here? Scott sent this in. He goes, Jim, I like your takes on idiotic Facebook posts. I have to use Facebook for work, and your humor gets me through it. I thought I'd share this one. I used to work with this entitled 37-year-old woman who used to go around telling everyone, I'm a big deal. She thought she was hot. She's not remotely, as you could see, and a genius because she had gone to Stanford a long time ago. She's the laziest person I've ever met in my life and would spend all day commenting on non-work-related Facebook messages. She thought things were going great for herself until our boss basically forced her out. I thought you'd be enlightened by these hot takes. So here's some of her posts that she posts on Facebook, because she's very important. I spend Friday night doing laundry and cataloging my books, and tonight's excitement involves compiling tax information for my accountant. I did not imagine my life this way. Oof. So you're just bragging that while your friends are out having fun on a Friday because they didn't invite you, because you're fucking annoying, that you're doing you're smart because you're cataloging books. Are you? Is that what you're doing? How come they weren't cataloged before? Do you put them in alphabetical order? You put them in separate drama, fiction, nonfiction? How many books do you have? How long is that going to take to fucking move a few books around on a fucking shelf? But you're right, and she's doing her taxes because nobody else does their taxes. You shouldn't do your taxes on a Friday night. You know? I don't even know what that means. Does this woman have a library in her living room that people visit? Is that why she's cataloging her books? Who gives a shit what book she reads? Or is writing, you know, that in a post just a way of bragging that she reads so many books she has to catalog them? Well, if she wasn't an arrogant asshole, she'd be out with friends more and wouldn't have time to read. If somehow she is reading books, none of them are self-help books, because that's what she fucking needs. The next one she posted was, she just wants to brag that, you know, she has nothing to do on a Friday night. She has no boyfriend, no friends, so she wants to try to make, you know, let everyone know, well, I'm busy, so that's why I'm not out. It has nothing to do with that I didn't get invited by anyone. Then she writes, I am very excited for all the Zoom things I have tomorrow. So she's let everyone know that she's very busy. She's got a very busy day. She's busy. Nobody else is, just her. She wants to set that up that I'm very excited for all Zoom things I have tomorrow. But I am also very sick of Zoom and kind of want to cry a little bit. Oof. So you're sick of Zoom and you want to cry? Oh my God, I gotta have to go on another Zoom call? I'm going to cry? And it's great because someone replied to her to that. Someone wrote, be happy you are blessed with a job. And that fucking set her off. She goes, okay, but work isn't a blessing and we should have universal income. The fact that we think we need to have a job to live is a problem. And then she writes after that, and also, I could feel however I want. And then the guy writes back, whoa, I never saw it like that. Good point. And the woman doesn't obviously get the sarcasm. Just think of like a woman in her late 30s thinking that everyone just needs to bow down to her genius and make her life easy. So she thinks that work isn't a blessing and we should have universal income. The fact that we think we need to have a job to live is a problem. Well, how else are we going to live? They're just going to give us money? So you're okay with universal income, but if you make, say you get promoted to the top, your boss, you're the boss and you're making $175,000 a year, and then everyone, you want universal income, and now you're down to $75,000. You can take $100,000 off the top. You okay with that? Probably won't be cataloging any more books because you won't be able to buy anymore, but you're okay with that. Your tax is going to be a lot easier because you're making less money and not spending a lot. That's great because this guy knows her whole backstory. I mean, if you think about it, like, she should be the last person that wants a universal income. If the best she could do on the weekend is catalog books and do laundry, what the fuck would she do with all her free time? If she didn't have a job, at least having to work distracts her from thinking about what a fucking terrible life she has. You know, but then just complains, you know, she really means herself that, you know, she has to have a job in order to live. When she wants someone to just give her money just for being her. So being 37 and 20 pounds overweight, you know. I think her chances of finding a sugar daddy are pretty slim. So she'd rather just someone give her money and then she could just do whatever she wants. Because that's how life works. You know, sometimes you got to work. It's going to be pretty bored if you just don't work. But keep cataloging those books. You're wonderful. You're doing your taxes. You're doing all this stuff on a Friday. Because you didn't think your life was going to turn out like this, huh? Then stop being a cunt. Stop being a cunt. This woman writes, "To all you nosy people out there who want to know my business so bad, let me give it to you straight with no chaser regarding what has happened with my relationship. Before you start making assumptions, it's better that you get it straight from the horse's mouth. It's been really hard for the both of us. Today, I made a sound decision and left the relationship. To avoid drama and people getting things all twisted, I'll just give you the truth about what really happened. It's been a while since I felt good about this relationship. It's been an amazing ride that I won't deny. I fell in love deeply and completely. But I came to realize it was toxic, addictive, and all around not healthy. I can't deny that we will still see each other, even though it breaks my heart. We have to go our separate ways. My relationship with Twinkies, cupcakes, honey buns, ding-dongs, ho-hos, mini muffins, brownie bites, and other assortments of cakes, cookies, and sweets has come to an end. LOL. Now, copy and paste with y'all nosy lurking selves. Ha ha ha, ha ha ha, ha ha ha." You know what this thing, this whole post deserves? Silence. Silence. So you tried to trick everyone. You thought everyone was like, "Oh my God, her marriage is over. I didn't even notice what's going on. She's going public with this? This is crazy. I thought they were a great couple. Every time I hang out with them, they're awesome. This would be the last couple I would think that would break up. Why wouldn't she tell me first? I'm in the middle of reading this. I'm like, I'm good friends with her. I text 3 times a day. Why wouldn't she tell me there was problems? Did she hide this from me? When did this happen?" And then she gets down to the bottom. And a grown woman is telling that she has to stop eating Twinkies, ding-dongs, fucking honey buns, cupcakes, ho-hos, mini muffins, brownie bites, and other assortments of cakes, cookies, and sweets. Hey, lady, how about you eat a dick?